Good evening, church. I want to welcome everyone again to the month of April. My prayer for every one of us is that God will surprise us this month. Why is there amen? So God will surprise us this month. Amen. That's better. The theme for the month of April is success through apprenticeship. And I was thinking about this, and I came to the conclusion that the church is very particular about our success. In the last 3 months, we'll be looking at issues that border on success. And I mean success holistically now. And I was thinking again, what is success? And I came up with a very simple definition. It's actually accomplishing what you set out to do. It can be as little as you finish a puzzle correctly. You know, a lot of us have these puzzles on our phones, WhatsApp. It can be as little as that. It can be as little as you've been trying to call somebody and it hasn't been going, and the moment it goes, wow, the phone is, the connection is successful. It can be as big as having a good relationship with our Maker, with our God. It can be financial success, having adequate money to take care of your expenses. It can be you passing your exams. Next month, I'm sure quite a number of our children will be taking JAMB. So when they pass JAMB, we say they are successful. It can be that you are trying to manage your health well. And when you eat right, you use your medications, you go for your medical checkups, it can be that that's success. And success can also mean you taking care of your marriage, your home. But see, one thing I found out is that when one of these things I mentioned goes south, it can affect every other domain. Please, can you hear me well? It looks like I'm echoing. Is that echoing? Exactly. If it's not, well, let me just give you the mic. So when one of these goes south, it can affect every other domain. From what I gather, there are many roads to success. Last month, we spoke about building capacity. And I remember saying here last month that people with capacity, they hardly miss opportunities. They're always prepared. They're always ready. Goliath was an opportunity waiting for David. David didn't miss that opportunity because he had built capacity over the years. And my question to you this evening, between last month and now, what have you done differently? Between last month and now, what have you done differently? Have you taken a bold step to build capacity? You know, it's one thing for us to come here and hear the word. It's another thing for us to actually do what we hear. Because God would not reward or life will not reward what you hear. It rewards what you do. So between then and now, what actually have you done to build more capacity? If nothing, please, let us now start to be the doers of the word and not only the hearers. So there are many roads to success. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 to 9. It says, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Another road to success is that the book of the law will not depart from your mouth. It says, meditate on it day and night. That's another road to success. My advice for every one of us here, including myself, is that we should try and get on the road that leads us to success. Like I said, there are so many roads. So what road are you plying? It is very scary to say that more roads lead to failure than success. More roads lead to failure than success. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 13 says, the foolishness of man ruins his way. That's a road to failure. Foolishness. The road of foolishness. It says it ruins his way. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 24 says, diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. The road of laziness also leads to failure. A very popular verse that says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief. That's another road to failure. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 18 says, pride goes before what? Destruction, before a fall. So another road to failure is pride. So the question you need to ask yourself this evening is that what road are you plying? What is the road that you are going on? Is it the road that will lead you to success? Or the road that will lead you to failure? But this evening, another road to success is called the road of apprenticeship. It's called the road of what? Apprenticeship. Apprentices. Who are they? What do they do? I wrote here, I said they are learners. They are followers. They are disciples. You know, about 3 or 4 days ago, one of my clients called me. One of the things I do is that I automate gates. You know, when you're like 50 meters from your house, you use your remote, the gate opens. So the guy called me last week and says he wants to automate his gate. Somebody referred me to him. I said, yeah. I said, my boy will come and check it for you. And so, about 3 or 4 days ago, the guy, my son went to check it. And the guy was impressed by his demeanor, by his attitude. And he says, who are you to Olumide? He says, I'm his son. So the guy picked up the phone and said, the young man that came here now, is he your son? I said, yes. He said, and he's working for you. I said, yes. Apprenticeship. You know what happened? They won't break. I have somebody that does that for me. Fantastic guy. So I just called my sons, Dami and Timilayin. I said, go and learn this skill. Because you are the one that will be doing it for me. You see, but like Reverend says, when we involve our sons, we should do what? We should pay them. We need to pay them. So this young man learned the skill. And they were following that my staff everywhere. Following me everywhere. Everywhere. So after a while, we get a job. The guy says he's not going. Let me go and do it. Somebody has a problem. They call the office. My manager will call Tim Lenny. Go to Suzo, please. Go and fix this machine. And so they've been doing it. People of God, that's my staff, an adult staff of mine, was going to Lagos in January. He had an accident and he died. Very pitiful. Very bad. And then we'll have quite a number of clients in Ibadan here. A lot of clients. That my son has been working back to back to back to back. And everything he does, he's being paid. And I told my manager, don't pay him like his daddy's son. No! Pay him like he's doing the work. Yesterday, he was somewhere and two people are landing under him now. You don't want to know what he has earned between last week and today. Because he's doing it back to back. Today, he has done like three places. Now, what am I saying? If your child is at home because of ASUU strike, please, it's a time for them, for you to fix them up somewhere. It's not there anymore. Gone are the days when ASUU will strike for 2-3 months and you're at home eating bread and egg, eating dodo and stew. No, shouldn't be so. Fix them up. I remember several years ago when we were on strike, my wife was in maybe 300 or 400 level. She went to Seoul. She was in fact, I can't forget that tailor. She was on medical student. She submitted herself. Today, you know that she does Ankara. Eh? You know she does Ankara. It's not a secret. But the fact is that when the tailor messes up, she knows it. Because she has learned the skill. She doesn't know how to, she can't have the time to start to do sewing. But everything about sewing, she knows it. She knows it. But this evening, I want us to focus on the spiritual angle. How many of us believe in Jesus? Let me see your hands up. Okay, everybody. How many of us live like Jesus? Let me see your hands up. Huh? That's one. Where is that God? Jesus is the master. We are the ones that you learn from Jesus. Apprenticeship starts with the master, Jesus. This evening, I'll just be talking about spiritual. I believe that the other speakers of the month will be taking it after the other. But without the spiritual, we are not going anywhere. We are the followers of Christ. Our ultimate goal should be that we want to become like Christ. But are we like Christ? Are we like Jesus? Our behavior, our acts, the way we relate, can we say that we are learning from the Master? Can you say boldly that yes, I'm learning, I'm a follower of Christ? What is apprenticeship? It's just staying under a master to learn. And let me tell you what Jesus said here in John 5:9. Even Jesus said this. Says John 5:19. Verily, truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Jesus Christ is saying here that I myself, Jesus, I do what my Father is doing. Can you say that as a Christian? Can I say that as a Christian? Yes, I believe in Jesus. But do I live like Jesus? When I get into situations, what would Jesus do? Do I ask myself those questions? You know, Jesus said something in John chapter 14 verse 12. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus is saying that if you learn from me very well, the things that I do, you will do. And he says, greater things you will do. But are we good learners from the Master? Ask yourself that question or these questions. I also purge myself. My behavior, my traits, my acts, does it depict that I'm learning from the Master? Does it depict it? You know, there is also the informal learning. You know, a friend of mine was talking last week. No, yesterday. He said, do I remember that, my friend? I said, yes. He says he's just living like his father. The father was a judge of the Supreme Court. I was very close to the father. Anytime I'm in Abuja, I stay in the house. But you never see a woman in the man's house. Never ever. Never ever. I mean, about 3 or 4 ladies give birth to the man. So he has children everywhere. The son is following that footstep. Exactly. Informal apprenticeship is not formal, but it's learning. You see, and you know that you can do greater things than what the father did. That's just it is. You see, but the brother Anyide, where are you? His brother, okay, is that brother Anyide? He's not here. My son plays keyboard for his church in London. And whenever he sends the video to me, I'm so happy. And I pray for that man. what happened? He finished Kusat. No. When he was 3 years old, there's a woman in Bodija called Mrs. Santos. I don't think she's Nigerian. My wife would take him to the woman's place. But she couldn't continue because of work. So at the 3, he was already learning all these things. But he stopped. But when he finished Kusat, we told him, go back to learn this thing. And then we engaged my brother there, Brother Inde. And he took him through that stuff. You see, when he got to the church, he said, your gift will make way, it will make room for you anywhere. The first day he entered that church, he said the keyboardist was playing. So he was just dancing to their song. And the keyboardist came to meet him and said, you know how to play the keyboard? Ah. He said, how do you know? He said, as I was playing, I was looking at your hand. You are doing something like this. But then I said, yeah, okay, yes, I can play a little. And the guy engaged him. You know, the guy, the man was the person they were waiting for. So the guy comes from very far every Sunday with his family just to play keyboards. Just to play keyboards. So it was an answer to prayers. Answer to prayers. So when there is summer period and this man comes to say, your children, bring them for music lessons, and they are home watching African Magic. African Magic. When you see somebody that is being a learner, a follower, you will know. Let me read Acts chapter 4, verse 13. It says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John, and realized that they were unschooled and ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that this man had been with who? Jesus! They didn't know. But they saw, what did they see? Eh? They saw their courage. They saw their boldness. They also saw that they were on school though. They also saw that they were ordinary men. They saw it. But they concluded that these guys must have been schooled, must have been mentored, must have been discipled by Jesus. What are people seeing? What are they seeing in you? What are they seeing in you? What are they seeing in me? Eh? We say they read us like a book. I can imagine the boldness, the confidence, the courage that they saw in these guys. And they concluded, no, this is not ordinary. Somebody must be talking to these guys. Somebody must be mentoring them. Somebody must be discipling them. So what is your own story? What trait of Jesus is in you? What traits of Jesus is in me? Quickly, I want us to discuss maybe 3 or 4. Jesus was a man that was full of compassion. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus never looked away when he saw people. You see, we were discussing this at the family altar yesterday, one of my sons was talking about compassion. You know, I thought about it, and I said, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, when you see somebody on the road and is handicapped, the tendency is that you stop. Where are you going to? I'm going to Lagos. I'm going to Ijebu. Who can do that today? So the world has taken compassion away from us. I was going somewhere last week, and my driver and I, and I said, we stopped. He said, Ejo, Iboni, Ilero. So the guy at the junction said, he's down the road. Ibego Munlo. Emole, Bemele, Muidebe. Okay, why not? Remove the driver. I mean, you want to do it, but the world has taken it away from you. So how do we strike the balance? How do we live like Jesus in a world like this? I just wound up. Even my driver, it was my driver that just rolled up the stuff. Because you enter the vehicle, and the next thing is going to bring out something. Jesus was a servant. Mark 10, verse 45. It says, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Jesus had full authority. All the compliments of authority, Jesus had it. But he was a servant. Are you serving? Are you in service? What do you have that you can't serve God? What do you have that you can't serve? Number three. Jesus always forgave. Reverend was talking about it upstairs just now. One of the most stunning things in scripture is in Luke 23, verse 24. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was bleeding. He was hurting. He was in pains. But the focus was forgiveness. He was bleeding. He was bleeding. He was in pains. But Jesus' focus was what? Forgiving them. What do we focus on? We focus on the offense. We focus on the pain. How can he treat me in that manner? You know, Philippe, who is he? How could he have spoken to me like that? He's a betrayer. He stabbed me in the back. We start to expound the offense. We start to elaborate the offense. And then we start to dress that wound, the hurt. I'm a fair. That hurt must not go. It must not disappear. You know, the hurt must get deeper. It must get deeper. It must get deeper. Jesus, you couldn't have been in more pain than Jesus was. But his focus was on forgiveness. What pains are you going through? What would Jesus do? Jesus was a prayerful man. Luke chapter 5 verse 16. But Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. Mark 1:35. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Mark 14:32. They came to a place named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, Sit here until I have prayed. Jesus was a prayerful man. No matter how busy he was, there was time allotted for prayers. Are you a prayerful person? We are all very busy people. But it's very easy for us to replace our prayerful life with busyness. Jesus was very busy, but he wasn't too busy to spend time with God. How can we be like Jesus? I was thinking about it just this afternoon. We make eliminations. We say we are determined, but will that work? How can we live like Jesus? When people offend us, how can we focus on forgiveness? How can we learn at the feet of Jesus? How can we learn at the feet of the Master? How can our behavior be like Jesus' behavior? How? Because that's the foundation. That's the beginning. You see, the devil is so skillful. He will give us Me obinu, moti forgive ye. It's a lie. You are living in unforgiveness. So the life of the Master can be traced to you. And then party. Let him leave him there. It's better to be in my little corner. Is that what Jesus will do? John chapter 15, verse 4. It says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, never, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. Let me read the message version. Live in me. Make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine. You can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. Just abide in me. No matter, if you promise, you are determined from now till kingdom come. If you are not abiding in Jesus, it can't work. It will be 2 steps forward, 5 steps backward. That's negative. You see that I've made 1 step forward. And then somebody comes, offends you, you make 4 steps backwards. The only secret is to abide in him. And let him abide in you. We need to repent. We need to receive God. We need to retain God. We need to reflect on Jesus. Repent of our sins. Receive Jesus into our lives again. Retain him. And try to reflect on him. If you desire success, you must get on the road of apprenticeship. And number one road is learning from the Master, Jesus Christ. He's the author, finisher of our faith, he's our creator, he's our Lord. He's the one that knows our weaknesses. He owns no mobility, but at least, he knows how to help you. He knows how to help me. Please, let it be a month that we will repent of our sins. We will receive Jesus again to our lives. Going to retain, and then going to reflect on Jesus. And then I can assure you, success will be yours in Jesus' name. Amen.